Welcome once again to Lato's Law. Here's Steve Lato.
Got an update to one of the craziest stories I've covered recently on my channel. That woman who was arrested on somebody else's warrant won't have to go to court now to prove that she's not someone else. And so we have an update from ABC 15, and Terry sent me this overnight. Thank you very much, my friend. Arizona woman falsely arrested won't have to go to court to prove her identity. A federal judge has dismissed the case. So in Arizona, federal judge signed the order dismissing the case against a woman falsely arrested by federal agents and taken to prison. The woman is 66 years old. She's originally set to have an identity hearing in a federal court where she's going to prove she wasn't an accused criminal from Oklahoma who had violated her parole. The quote here from the U.S. Attorney's Office is, the United States does not intend to proceed forward at that hearing, and therefore dismissal of this matter and vacatur of the hearing is in the interest of justice. And so to vacate something, to make it into a noun, vacatur is what they call that. This says we screwed up and we're going to make this go away, and I'm supposed to just lay down and play dead and I'm not going to do it, the woman says. She and her family are demanding accountability for how the system got this so wrong. Here's another quote. She said, you showed up with six marshals looking like something out of Dog the Bounty Hunter, coming to my door, threatened to tase me. She's describing what happened to her in her own yard last month. The ABC and 15 investigators first reported her story after she provided extensive documentation that her name is, in fact, Penny McCarthy. And that's who she is, and that's who she says she is. However, federal agents were insisting that she was 70-year-old Carol Ann Rozak. Carol Ann Rozak. Now, it's not just that they thought she was somebody else. They thought she was older. They thought she was somebody who was wanted for crimes in another state. So she said, now they want to just dismiss this. They want to sweep it under the rug. According to the federal court paperwork, Rozak, that is the woman that police thought was McCarthy, has a checkered past, and we're putting that nicely, but her crimes and parole violations date back to the 1990s in Oklahoma. The same federal records show that Rozak went to prison for all nonviolent crimes, again, committed three states away, including bank fraud, interstate transportation of stolen property, and false statements to a financial institution. According to the Deputy U.S. Marshal, Oklahoma. Now, this is where it gets confusing. I had a lot of people say, Steve, won't her fingerprints just clear her? Well, they claim the digital fingerprints appeared to initially match, but they still don't know how to explain how that happened because apparently they don't match anymore. And so I understand that they don't have the ability necessarily to check her fingerprints in her front yard as they're arresting her. But you'd think that once they got her into their system, they could get her fingerprints and run them to see if they match. Now, I don't know how much a human fingerprint will change over 29 years. I don't know if they change that much, or maybe they do. I don't know. ABC 15 continues to push for answers and has requested on-camera interviews with U.S. Marshals and have gotten nothing so far. When asked what she wants, she says, what do I want? I want my life back. I want my DNA in my possession. I want my mug shots that they took in my possession. So the TV station is going to stay on this story until they get some better answers. And I applaud them for that because the story's not over. So this woman got arrested in apparently a real heavy raid at her house. And she's 66 years old. And she's like, this is crazy. And yes, they actually arrested her, hauled her off, shackled. I believe she said she was strip searched and, of course, mugshotted and fingerprinted and DNA'd, using that as a verb. And, sorry, you're somebody else. You're not who we're looking for, which is what she was screaming all along, figuratively speaking. And so mistakes were made, and I'm sure what happened is that her name, Penny McCarthy, is common enough to where if the Rozak woman had been using that, now we don't know if she was or not, but I'm guessing the most likely scenario here is that Rozak decided to start calling herself Penny McCarthy, probably as a salute of some sort to the Beatles, Penny Lane and Paul McCartney. I don't know. That's just a thought. However, she starts using this name, and so somewhere a federal marshal gets a hint that, oh, that Rozek you're looking for the last 29 years is now going by Penny McCarthy. So they jump on the old internet, type in Penny McCarthy, they probably get 15 pages on Facebook, and they found one of a woman who's roughly in the same age range. And they look at the old photograph and the current photograph and go, that could be her. Now, if you saw the photographs, no, it's not her. But you know something? When you've got 15 fugitives you're looking for, and you think you got one, and you got 14 more to get to by 5 o'clock, okay, this is good. Good enough. Go get her. Go get her. So, no question, mistakes were made. And so, it seems to me that if you go to arrest somebody, and they insist that they're not who you think they are, you might ask them, have you got some identification? Because the question I have is the woman they're looking for, Rozek, would she really have all kinds of identification in the name of Penny McCarthy? Now, she might. We did the story recently about the guy who did the stolen identity, and he had everything. He had birth certificates and everything. So it's possible. It's possible, but you'd ask, you know. And so, for instance, and I'm just thinking out loud here, because I do that a lot on this channel. If I thought quietly, you couldn't hear it. But if you came and were going to arrest me on my own premises, in my house, I would say, well, I've got identification. They'd say, oh, good for you. I'd say, no, hang on a second. I got a driver's license. Okay, that's something. I got a passport. That's something. I got high school yearbooks. Now, those are good. Not the photographs aren't good. But I've got high school yearbooks. I can show you a yearbook from my high school, from the year I graduated, from the year before. You can watch my age progression, and it's clearly a younger version of me. And so I don't care how good somebody is at changing their identity. They're not going to have a whole collection of yearbooks with their faces but someone else's name. That's just one example. And so, you know, I'm a little bothered, and by a little I mean a lot, that they grab a 66-year-old woman in her own front yard on a 19-year-old warrant or whatever it was and say, we think you're this other person. And she says, that's not me. And they say, well, we'll settle that later. And they haul her off shackled to a holding facility, which is the equivalent of a prison, and hold her there after fingerprinting her and mugshotting her and taking DNA samples. And all along, she's going, but you've got the wrong person. You've got the wrong person. And again, yes, a good fingerprint comparison should resolve that. But it seems that there's other things they could have looked at. And one of the reasons that they keep pointing out in these news stories that everything she's accused of is nonviolent is that, is she really a flight risk? That, oh my gosh, they found out where I am. Cheese at the fuzz. So this is a good step in the right direction, but this is not the end of the story. It's not. So it's good news, though. Terry, thanks for sending from ABC15.com. Arizona woman falsely arrested won't have to go to court to prove her identity. They have dropped the charges against her. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
The most important thing is to look ahead. The past is your anchor.